You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Indians enter this offseason off the disappointment of coming just short of winning the World Series, which would have been the team's first World Series title since 1948. But the positive element to this is that the Indians did make it to the World Series and did push the superior Cubs to a seventh game and took them to extra innings. And they did so with a depleted roster. And I think that is a source of optimism for this Indians team as it approaches the offseason now. What they look at is a roster that was without Carlos Carrasco, without Danny Salazar, and without Michael Brantley, and still won the division, still won the pennant, and still came within a few outs of possibly winning the World Series. So as they enter the offseason, there's a lot of optimism over the core that's in place. The entire rotation, which was one of the best in baseball, can come back fully intact with a healthy Carrasco and with Salazar back in the plans for the rotation. The offense will have most of its main contributors back, including breakout guys like Jose Ramirez, Tyler Naquin, and Francisco Lindor with another year under his belt of experience. Then they'll also know that they could have Brantley back at full strength for spring training, bolstering a lineup that finished second in the American League in runs scored, even without one of their MVP-caliber players in the lineup for the majority of the season. So as they look forward to the offseason, that is the source of confidence, that most of the team that got them to where they reached this year will be back for next year and for the foreseeable future. There are a few key free agents, including slugger Mike Napoli, left fielder Rajay Davis, as well as Marlon Byrd and Coco Crisp. The Indians did not extend qualifying offers to Napoli, Davis, or the other free agents, but still have interest in potentially bringing back Napoli and Davis. Napoli had a career year, setting career bests in plate appearances, games, home runs, and he led the team with 101 RBIs, providing a formidable bat in the middle of the lineup. He will be a big loss because he and Carlos Santana teamed for one of the best power duos in the American League this year. But Napoli's slump from the start of September through October provides some questions about whether he was durable enough to hold up for an entire season. But they really like the impact that he had behind the scenes and will look to re-sign him at a lower price than the $17.2 million qualifying offer. Rajay Davis, while there's interest in bringing him back, he wouldn't be as big of a loss if he's not retained because Michael Brantley will be back and is expected to be the starting left fielder next year. Rajay Davis thrived in a complementary role, bouncing between center field and left, leading off against left-handed pitching, stealing an American League high 43 bases, and providing one of the signature moments of the season with his eighth-inning game-tying home run in Game 7 of the World Series, immediately becoming a cult hero among Indians fans. But if he's not back, the Indians at least know they have Brantley coming back and also their top prospect, Brad Zimmer, kind of knocking on the door of the major leagues. He could be a mid-season call-up at some point this year if he continues on his developmental path. So that is the landscape as the Indians approach the offseason. Given that so much of the roster is intact, it would not be surprising if the Indians are not major players on the free agent market, but rather, like they did last year in signing Napoli and Davis, looking more towards complementary free agent pieces to bolster a roster that's already mostly intact. They will continue to look at the trade market because that's the avenue in which the Indians are always more likely to be active. So they almost acquired Jonathan Lucroy during the regular season to be their starting catcher, with Yan Gomes and Roberto Perez both expected to be healthy. Going into 2017, I wouldn't expect them to pursue a catcher in free agency.
Well, you know, the White Sox offseason plan is an interesting question because they haven't really made it clear, although as we're taping this, they're in the, you know, at the general manager's meetings in Arizona, but they haven't made it crystal clear whether they're going to go rebuild or whether they're going to try and add on to a pretty strong youthful core. One of the issues they have is the system, their minor league system is getting better, but still not deep at all. So, you know, they don't have a lot of reserve there. So if I had to guess right now, I would think they're going to go rebuild. And that could be a very interesting offseason in the sense that if they go rebuild, I think pretty much everyone short of Tim Anderson, Carlos Rodon, and Carson Fulmer is pretty much available. And maybe even Carson Fulmer is out there. And that includes Chris Sale, who is, you know, five-time All-Star, one of the best starters in baseball. Did not make the final three in the AL Cy Young, but I'm going to guess he's four or five in that final voting, like, you know, as he's been, you know, every year since he's been a starter. So it'll be a different look. It's been probably a couple decades since the Sox went into a full rebuild. But I think this is the time to do it. They have, like I said, they started to grow the system a little bit. They started to add on some young players, and now they can really, you know, with the right trades, that's the key thing, with the getting the right return. If you do move a guy like Chris Sale or Jose Quintana, who are both two of the best starters in the game and under great team control contractually, you can really turn a team around quickly, or at least starting to build to turn a team around quickly. In terms of the free agent market, if they go rebuild, then I would think, if anything, they'd add some, you know, one-year type guys to kind of supplement some of the younger guys they have. You know, a good example, although I know Cleveland sounds like they had some interest, is a Rajah Davis, who had, you know, the clutch home, one of the more clutch home runs in Cleveland history in the eighth inning of Game 7 of the World Series. But he could be a guy who could face lefties while they put someone like a Charlie Tilson, depending on what happens if they go rebuild. If they don't go rebuild and somehow decide that maybe they don't get what they want as they start exploring a rebuild and decide to add on, I still don't think they're going to go, you know, Yonis Cespedes, $100 million type, you know, this is just a guess, big ticket type free agents. I think it would be more along the lines of adding to what they have already. But even if they do go rebuild, I think there are some veterans that they can add in there to kind of fill the gaps and strengthen the team at the same time, even if it's not a guy that you're signing for 4 or 5 years down the line. Well, I think the phrase that White Sox fans are going to have to get used to a lot in the offseason is Team X has talked to the White Sox about Chris Sale, because you're going to hear that an awful lot. Because let's face it, if he's available, and I don't want to say available, but if he's as part of a rebuild could be available, any team, whether it's a contender or a pretender, I guess, would be the converse to that, is going to have to ask about Chris Sale. I mean, he's a good teammate. He's a, you know, high-end competitor, a high-end pitcher. He works hard for his team. You know, he wants to stay with the White Sox. That's one of the interesting things, despite the fact, as General Manager Rick Hahn said back in August of this past year about the team, that they were mired in mediocrity. He wants to be part of that team that turns it around and wins again. So I think Chris Sale would be the difference maker in terms of leaving, because in two ways. A, you're losing the top guy of your rotation, which is always important. You saw that with Corey Kluber in the World Series, how important having that ace is at the top, although it's important to have depth behind it too. But B, it means that you are rebuilding, and if Chris Sale is moved, you may be getting a very key talent return that can help your team grow for the future.